Hello, everybody, and welcome back to On a Side Note. I'm Haley.
And I'm Amy. And today, we're back with a book review on The 100 Years of Lenny and Margot by Marianne Cronin.
This is our second
blind date with a book from the library. And so, this is not a book I would say that we usually read. And I probably would not have picked it. I definitely would not have picked it up. Whoa. Because it was not on Book Talk and I would not have known about this book. So thank you to our library for exposing us to this book.
Mm-hmm. I would say to start off, I did like it better than the first book that we read.
Oh, yeah.
Would you agree?
Agree.
Okay. On to our rating.
Mm-hmm.
And just for a little bit of context, I guess, I had a hard time rating it because it is so out of what we read normally that I didn't really know how to put it in my scale. So this one is a little bit maybe different than my usual rating, so give me some grace.
All right, so we're gonna count down for our ratings.
3, 2, 1,
4 stars. Cool. So I was at like 3.5.
I was at 3.52.
Nice.
And I went up to 4 and you went down to 3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I agree with you. I also struggled to rate this book because I feel like we don't read a lot of fiction. Maybe you more recently than me. But when I think about fiction, I think the only other book I've read is Lessons in Chemistry. Like straight fiction. No subgenre.
Is that straight fiction? There's like romance?
Yeah, like a little bit.
That book was really good though.
But I wouldn't call it like romance. Yeah, so that was 4 stars for me.
And that's why you put this at 3.
Yeah. But I wouldn't say this book is bad. I think that you have to be in a certain mood to read it.
Yeah. So we'll give you guys a little bit of a synopsis of the book. So it's about Lenny, who's like 17, and she has a terminal illness, so she's in the hospital. And she runs into Margot. She kind of meets her in a unique way. And Margot is this 83-year-old woman who's also in the hospital. And they sort of strike up this friendship in the art class that they have there. And basically, this story is about them telling stories from their lives. And also some moments in the present where there was like a priest and like a nurse and things like that.
Yes. And so I think in itself, knowing that they have a terminal illness, you know you're going to go in. It's going to be pretty heavy.
Yeah.
And so for me, I read this on a plane and I was crying. Probably like the entire book.
The entire book?
Because sometimes they would like say one sentence. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so sad. I remember in the beginning, there was this quote where, because it starts off, Haley mentioned like the pastor. And so Lenny goes to that church section of the hospital. And so she like asks questions about like why she's dying, why her, trying to understand what's going on in her life. And so there was a statement, I think the pastor said, where she said, oh, why am I dying? And he says, you're not dying, you're living. Like right now you're living. You're not actually dying. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wow. That got me. When I say it, it doesn't do it justice. But when you read it, it's very impactful.
No, I agree with you.
Yeah. So
but you only rated it 3 stars.
Because I think that I wouldn't
recommend it to anybody.
It's just so sad.
I know, but
so
I think
sad.
I rated it 4 stars because I do think it was a good book. And I didn't want to rate it 3 because 3 seemed too low in comparison to other 3-star reads.
Mm.
Like, I feel that this book makes you think and sort of really tugs at your heartstrings in terms of how she describes Lenny and being so young and dying and then describing everybody else's sort of experiences and the fact that, like, she told her dad that he should go and not stay at the hospital and watch her die. When they give him a call, then he can come saying that she's not well. And I was like, oh my God. So I just feel like the 4 stars, I agree that 3.5 is probably where it probably sits.
Mm-hmm.
But if
you were to do whole stars,
yeah,
you'd round it up.
Yeah, I think I rounded it up just because comparing it to 3 stars feels too low.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think my issue with it was also I started to get too invested in the flashbacks that I didn't care what was happening in real life until the end, you know, it like picked up. And I was like, oh, I'm invested. Like, go back to the flashbacks.
Okay, because I have something to say. Because one, I didn't really cry until more the end when she was actually dying. And then two, the flashbacks, I was actually very confused.
Oh.
When Margot's first husband, and she kept saying he was lost. So she, spoilers ahead.
Oh, yeah. Spoiler filled.
My understanding is that she lost her son,
mm-hmm.
and then her husband left,
mm-hmm.
and then she met this girl, mm-hmm. and they like fell in love, mm-hmm. but the girl didn't really want to be with her.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And then she, okay, what did she mean by her husband is lost? Like, he just left?
Yeah.
That's what I didn't really, I was like, at first I thought lost was a euphemism for he died.
Oh.
But then we find out.
He didn't.
Yeah.
To me, I was like, I thought it was more like connecting it to when she lost her baby, she also lost her husband.
Oh.
Like, he left too because of that drift and, like, the traumatic events that happened for them. So I think that's why, like, she kept saying it. But okay. I was like, oh, yeah, it was, like, confusing.
Yeah. I had this, let me tell you. Because I had this moment.
Uh-huh.
At, like, the end where she met him. She met the pastor outside.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she didn't know it was a pastor. It was, like, before she entered the hospital, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, because I couldn't remember the first husband's name. And I was like, oh, my God, the pastor's her husband.
I think I thought that, too.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
I was like, oh, my God, it's him. And I was like, that's crazy. No,
and I was, like, reading it over and over. Like, wait, no way.
Yeah. I was like, that was amazing. And then I was like, oh, never mind.
That's why I kept rereading. I'm like, wait, is that?
Because I tried to go back and, like, find out what his name was, but it was hard to find. Because also, I listened to the first half of the book, audiobook. And so I did, like, they have Scottish accents, which was really appropriate for her because it, like, takes place in, like, they're from Glasgow. Or Margot is, at least. So I thought that was really interesting that they had accents. I enjoyed that.
Mm.
And I feel like that's something that I wouldn't experience if I was reading it. And then that book, the audiobook got returned. And so I had to actually read the physical book, which ended up working out because then I started crying. So felt good. The last part of the book is very, very sad.
It's so sad.
It's so sad.
I cried so much when Margot's husband had Alzheimer's.
I know!
That was too much. That was like,
that was so
because it's sad because then you're like thinking about your own family. Well, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking my own family. I'm like, to experience that, it's sad that like people have to go through this. Losing a loved one and watching them like forget. Oh, yeah. It hits close to home.
Yeah, and especially when she had that light bulb moment at the very end that was, she was saying that he actually remembered her. The last time she saw him, he remembered her. He just pretended like he didn't. And I was like, oh my God! That's so sad. Because obviously I cried at that moment. And then I cried again when she realized that he remembered her and he just did it on purpose so that he could actually remember the goodbye. Oh God, I'm gonna cry right now.
Just talking about it. You're sad.
See, that's why I'm like, I feel like it's a 4-star read because it evoked so much emotion. And like, I was so excited to talk to you about it when it was so fresh.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh my God. Like, the last part of the book really skyrocketed it to 4 stars mm-hmm. for me because I was like, okay, it's kind of long.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. Yeah, it all built up at the end. And I guess it's one of those books where it's like, oh, it's about the journey. It's about focusing on, like, important moments of your life and living your life as opposed to the fact that you're dying, you know? And being able to, like, share those stories with others. To me, I think the message is pretty clear. I think a lot of stories that are focused on maybe someone dying are trying to have that kind of as the message for the audience. But I agree that I do think the author did it well, but it was a little long. I didn't ever think like, oh, I don't want to read this anymore. I didn't think that, but I do think like there were a lot of flashbacks.
Yeah.
Because Margot lived a very long life, you know, there was a lot going on for her. I did get confused in the beginning when Lenny started sharing her flashbacks and then Margot's flashbacks, because both of them had parental issues.
Oh, yeah.
So I was, like, confused. I'm, like, trying to, like, whose mom is dealing with what? That was confusing to me.
Yeah, I agree. I kept having to think, okay, this is... Lenny's mom had this problem. Mm-hmm. I 100% agree with that. That was difficult. But I did like that they said what age Margot was her flashbacks, because they say the year and then they give her age, and I was like, thank goodness, because just the year is too vague.
I wouldn't calculate it.
Yeah, I don't want to keep having to do the math. And also, I do feel like in a lot of books, they do just give the year and not the age, so I really, really liked that she did that.
Me too. Good point. Yeah, I like that too.
Yeah, because then you can really put it into perspective at what age she really is, but the years mean nothing to me. But I was saying that, like, from Lenny's flashbacks, because I do like how she incorporated, like, they weren't just doing flashbacks, mm-hmm. they incorporated it into the actual storyline of the present, which I liked, because for context, they said that they're 100 years together, which is why it's called the 100 years of Lenny and Margot. So they're doing paintings of, like, what their 100 years, basically. And so when they have a painting, they, like, tell the other person what was sort of going on or something like that. So that's what the flashbacks were necessarily. But I was saying that all of Lenny's memories were really just from videos and not actually her own memories. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that is so sad to be so young and to not have the memories or like the life that somebody who's 83 has. Mm-hmm. Was like, oh. And obviously that's the point, like such juxtaposition between the two of, and I was like, oh, when life is cut so short and then she has all these friends.
Oh yeah.
You know, when she, like, wasn't feeling well, and then they all came.
Yeah. That was a good one.
It was good. And then, because at the beginning, she was talking about how she has her name on a whiteboard that just gets erased when she goes. But then at the end, they had her name in permanent marker on that whiteboard. And I was like, oh, I kind of like that she, like, brought it back a little bit.
Mm-hmm. This book was rated well on Goodreads, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
So I am curious to know if readers who read these type of books, like, this must, well, based on Goodreads, it must land higher on that scale.
In our conversations, are you considering changing your rating to 4 at all? Are you not thinking back to how you felt? When did you finish it?
On the plane. So
back or there?
Back.
Okay.
So, recently.
Because now I do, when we're talking about it, I do feel like the rating of 4 is accurate. Valid. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, well, I have a question for you, because yes. I was thinking about this while I was reading it. Do you remember when there was a certain time in Margot's life where she was like, oh, I don't want to tell you this because you'll think differently of me?
What?
Margot told Lenny, like, oh, I got to, now I'm at this certain, like, milestone that I'm supposed to tell you about my life, but I don't want to tell you because you'll think differently of me. And then Lenny's like, I won't think differently of you. What if I promise? And she was like, no, I can't change how you feel, but I'll tell you anyways. And then they continued on. And so I was going to say, like, what was the thing that she felt bad about? Because I don't.
Was it not about her relationship with Mina?
Oh,
that was, I guess, what I probably assumed.
Okay.
Is that she was, like, in love with another girl.
Mm. Oh, okay. In my head, I'm like, I see no issues.
Well, that's good.
I just continue reading. I'm like, where's the problem?
I figured it was that.
Okay, okay.
But, yeah, also, I did feel like I didn't really feel that their relationship was developed. Not that Margot didn't really have a strong relationship with anybody necessarily mm-hmm. in the book, which was kind of like, oh, okay. So it is like fiction. Mm-hmm. You know, there wasn't really romance in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, not a romance book. Fiction.
Yeah.
I wonder if my review is skewed because I ended up reading a sad book after this book.
Oh.
I mean, I feel like it wouldn't be, but I remember getting the book and I only had one book left for the rest of my plane ride. So I was like, now I have to read this after the 100 years of Lenny and Margot. I'm like, oh no, because the next book that was in my Kindle, the only one left, was How to End a Love Story. And the first page is a disclaimer like, oh, depression, suicide. I was like, oh no. I wanted a happy one after this. So I ended up reading two books about death in a row. Oh. That was hard.
Yeah.
But I was stuck. What are you supposed to do? It's just you in the plane. Gotta read it.
Do you not listen to music or anything? Like, you don't have anything else queued up?
I told myself I'm not gonna bring my AirPods because I'm just going to read.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. I mean, I would say that probably affected it because I can't imagine reading another sad book after that That's one. Really I was pretty emotionally tired. I was like, I gotta go to sleep now.
Yeah. Yeah, it was bam, bam.
Yeah.
So maybe it was just, like, too much sadness. So now thinking back, I'm like, oh, it was so, just so sad.
Wait, what did you rate the other one?
Also 3 stars. Well, this one's 3.5. I rated it higher.
Higher. So I feel that, yes, I feel that affected your rating. But that does corroborate our stories that on planes, for some reason, you end up reading the same book
yes,
over and over
you
again.
You said that.
Which
you
is crazy. Like, what are the odds?
Exactly. What were the odds? Yeah. In my head, I was like, oh, romance. It's a nice pink book. Maybe I didn't take How to End a Love Story like that seriously. Because sometimes this could be any title, you know? How am I supposed to know that means death?
Yeah. It could have been just a breakup.
Yeah, exactly. So, there's something going on in the air.
It just magically makes the book to be exactly mm-hmm. the same.
Actually, though.
Oh. You know, I didn't see you rate that one on your Goodreads.
I did it today. You'll get a notification soon.
Because sometimes I look at it, I'm like, I know Amy's reading other books. Where are they? Why hasn't she rated them yet? I'm like, she just went on a trip. What did yeah. she read? Because sometimes you do currently reading, mm-hmm. but sometimes you don't.
Yeah, I try to be up to date.
Does yours automatically link with Goodreads?
No, because I don't want anyone to know what I'm reading.
Oh, okay.
It's a secret.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
But I'm telling you, for the most part, it is up to date. I might be off like one book.
Okay.
But I get the joy of putting things into Goodreads.
That's good.
Today, I got, like, the giggles while I was driving. I was like, I haven't put that book into Goodreads yet. It's gonna make my day to put the book in Goodreads. And then I was, I got to work and I was like, oh, setting everything up. And then I was thinking, should I put it in now? I was like, no, you gotta save this moment of joy for lunch. So I did it during lunchtime and it was great. I updated my spreadsheet after that. It was all good.
That is so cute.
Yeah, something about it just tickles my tummy.
I love that for you, Amy. Yeah. In that case, you should put mine in too. Amy, I just finished this. Please put this in my Goodreads. Yeah. Thank you. So what are you reading now?
Okay, so as I mentioned in our previous episodes, this is the year where I'm reading too many books at the same time. But the thing is that I think my issue is that I'm reading popular books. So the library demands that they be returned immediately. Like, no extra holds. I mean, extra, like, renewals. So that's why I'm only 50% done with the Brandon Sanderson book. Because it's all gone. So I had to return it and then put it back on hold. So I'm waiting for that. I was reading Dungeon Crawler Carl, which is, like, that sci-fi book I was telling you about. Also gone. So I just got it back. It's back here, actually. Right next to me. Holding it. And then I started Blood Over Brighthaven, which is a fantasy book, but they're having me return it tomorrow, actually.
Oh, sweet.
So I didn't finish that one either. So my life is unfinished books. I should learn that I should wait to read the popular books until it's died down, so I don't have to keep having unfinished books on my list.
Well, hear me out. Because, you know what has massively surprised me? Is that Onyx Storm is readily available. Like, too available. And I feel that book came out recently, right? I guess they were prepared, yeah. Over-prepared for all of the hype, because there are a ton of copies.
Probably, yeah. I'm surprised still, but they must have over-purchased. Yeah.
They have too many. So I put it on hold expecting a long time, but then it was ready, and then you have to pick it up in 3 days. So I picked it up, but I actually didn't feel like reading it. So I had to return it at the end of the 3 weeks, but then I put it on hold again.
And then it's back.
And then I got it again. And the audiobook, no wait.
Wow.
So I could just have the audiobook and have the physical book. I was like, okay.
Incredible.
Clearly, it's ready all the time, so you don't even have to put it on hold. So that's in direct opposition to
the dream.
I don't want to read it. The difference is that I can't get myself to even open the book. Do you know what I mean? Like, I have it on audio as well, and I still have no desire to even play it. Genuinely, this is trauma.
No, I was telling Haley that, like, the trick is just bring that on the plane. Like, when I only had The 100 Years and I had the How to End a Love Story. Like, that's it. If that's all you've got, you just gotta read it on the plane.
I can't. Because I feel that I will then be subjected to 12 hours of music or sleeping or whatever, because I am trying to picture myself with only that to read, and genuinely, that's nightmare fuel. That's like, imagine that's what hell is. It's just you on a plane with the worst book you've ever read in your life. That's all you have.
If you think about it, you experienced that already with Iron Flame. You already done it, so you know you can do it again.
Amy, but you don't want to do it again.
I know. I'm glad you're doing this for us. You're the sacrificial lamb. Thank you, Haley.
I know. I'm like, maybe the magic of being on a plane means it will be really good.
We did talk about plane magic.
Yeah. So I was kind of hoping for that. But then my flight keeps coming sooner and sooner. And I'm dreading it specifically because of this only. So we'll see if I ever read it or not. And that was the other thing, is that I have to remember to return my library books that are due before I leave. So we'll see if I can remember to do that.
Yeah, don't forget.
Because otherwise we'll just be past due for a week.
I know. It's okay, that happened to me too.
Oh, how much did it cost?
$5.
Oh, that's not too bad.
I know. But their emails are kind of scary though.
Return it or else.
Immediately.
How about no? They do send a lot of emails. I know. Their whole system is okay. Y'all really have it automated.
Yeah, when I think about it, I say don't be scared because it's just a machine telling you.
That's true.
It's not an angry human.
Have I told you that there is this TikToker that is a librarian for an elementary school? And so she does this whole thing where on her window behind her, she has checkouts for the month. And then, like, late, on hold, and then lost books. Mm-hmm. And so at the end of the day, she goes through and she scans all of the books that were returned. And so she, like, makes the piles. And so I'm loving it. It's like, they're like my favorite videos to watch.
That's cool. Do you see books that we read when we were children?
I saw they had Warrior Cats.
Nice.
But honestly, no.
Oh.
There's like maybe a few, but genuinely, no. And I'm like, okay. But also, I think it's because a lot of them are elementary, so younger. So like, she has... When she scans a YA book, mm-hmm. it does, like, a special ding. Mm-hmm. And it so it says YA, but, like, most of them are kids' books.
I see.
So I feel like you would have more experience in that field, knowing what your sisters mm-hmm. are reading.
Yeah.
And so maybe you'd be like, oh, my God, yeah, my sisters have been reading yeah. all of these books. But for me, I don't.
Yeah.
Sometimes they have the Captain Underpants.
Okay. Yeah.
But that's it. I'm like, okay. But also, I was like, I don't really know what I read when I was a kid either.
It's a blur.
Yeah. Sorry to take it off topic.
No, that's okay.
I was like, I don't get a lot of librarians on my FYP.
Yeah, send it over to me. I'll watch some of it too.
It's so fun to watch her scan them.
I did want to add to the library thing about putting things on hold. So we recently talked about reading the new Hunger Games book. So I had put it on hold, and originally it said several months. It didn't even give a time. But since then, I think they got more copies because now there's an actual number. I think it's like 6 weeks and it's not that much.
Oh, that's good.
I don't know if we're still reading that. But
well, that's a good point because I have the first prequel, Songbird.
Yeah, so the green one.
Yeah, I have that one because I'm obviously waiting for the Barnes & Noble to get in stock because I'm going to buy that one.
Mm-hmm.
Based off nothing.
So you're going to read, are you going to read the green one first? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, because like I have it. I mean, they're separate, right?
Yes.
They're not.
I assume they're separate.
But I'm getting, have you been getting TikToks now that we talked about it? Okay, maybe you'll get them in a second. Because I'm like, I can't watch them. And yet, I want to watch them so bad. And I'm like, honestly, but then also, I keep forgetting to look at my bookshelf. Because also, did I tell you a while ago that I was thinking about donating my Hunger Games trilogy?
But I was thinking about donating my Hunger Games trilogy.
I was telling somebody, and then somebody told me not to do it because you'll regret it. And now that these prequels are coming out, I was like, they're right. Because if I'm going to buy, so then I keep forgetting to look at my trilogy to see if they're paperback or hardcover because I can't remember.
I think hardcover.
Oh, you think? Based off your time in my room?
Based off mine.
Oh, okay.
Because I was thinking hardcover always comes out first. So mm-hmm. we probably bought the hardcover.
Yeah, but don't you think we bought it as a trilogy? I know at least I bought the first two together.
Okay, then.
And then the last one separately. So I think they might be different. Because in my head, my third one is hardcover and my first two are paperback.
Oh, interesting.
But are your three?
I think I bought them separately. All three
of
them.
Oh, wow.
So they're all a hardcover.
Wow. Well, in that case, you need a hardcover.
You can have mine.
No, the newest one.
I know. So if you need hardcovers to fit with your collection.
Oh, thank you. That's nice.
Yeah.
I know, but did I tell you? So online, it said, like, out of all the Barnes & Nobles that were in our area, they were all out of stock except for the one in Huntington Beach.
And so I was recently. Anyways.
I was there that Saturday that I was telling you about, that uh-huh. I was at the library.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I went to the Barnes & Noble because they're supposed to be in stock, but I didn't see them anywhere. So I was kind of wandering around a long time because obviously I'm not asking anybody.
Yeah.
But finally, I was like, it was crazy, and I did think it was a little out of left field. This can't be the only store that is in stock. But I went up, and she was like, oh, no, we don't have any. And she's like, yeah, we probably won't have them for a while. And I was like, okay, like, I don't know. Online it said you guys were in stock. And she said, yeah, that's for, like, on hold. And I was like, that doesn't even make any sense. But okay, because if I had bought it online, would I have been able to pick it up? Or would you guys have had to cancel my mm-hmm. order? Because then I thought I'm just going to go in person and pick it up so that nobody has to, like, get it for me. Mm-hmm. I don't have to wait 2 hours or something like that. When potentially I should have just bought it online.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether they had it just for people trying to buy it and pick it up mm-hmm. or not. Or whether it was just a glitch or something like yeah. that. But I was like, okay. So I was pretty bummed about that.
Yeah, that kind of sucks. It's for a book that's pretty popular, they're not able to really know. And the fact that they're not going to get it restocked for a while, yeah, that kind of sucks. It drives more people to Amazon, honestly.
Yeah. But see, I'm not buying it from Amazon on purpose. I was like, I can wait. I don't need it.
Yeah.
And I have all the... I even brought my Barnes & Noble gift card. And then they didn't even have it. But that Barnes & Noble has a lot of books.
Mm-hmm.
In comparison to our one over here, yeah, that one's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Did you buy anything?
Mm-mm. I just strolled.
Oh, for fun?
Yeah.
And then you didn't buy anything?
Yeah. Well, recently I've been really into secondhand books. So I think I've mentioned it before. I go on like Facebook Marketplace now, look for books. I also saw this website that people sell secondhand books. So it's like a whole community. It's called something with a P.
Is it Half Price Books?
Mm-mm. It's like Pena Tango or something.
Oh.
Yeah. So they just sell like affordable books online. I'm like, that's so cool. I haven't bought anything from them yet though.
That's fair.
But that's my latest thing now. I'm like, oh, I like that.
Are you looking for old books?
Old books? Oh, like published a while ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, just new books. They have a lot of new books on there. I saw First Time Caller.
Oh.
$5.
I was going to try and get that one so that I could read it on the plane.
Ooh.
Because I have also now been seeing those videos of everybody saying it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, where is that on your list?
It's second.
Oh, is that one?
That's actually third. I just got this book called The Unmaking of June Farrow.
Ooh.
And people say that it's good, but go into it blind.
Oh.
And so a lot of TikTokers that I like their book recommendations, they recommended this one. So I'm going into it blind.
Oh my God, that's really exciting.
And it's not that long, too. I think it's only 370 or something. Oh. I was like, yeah, I can read that. And then after that, it's First Time Caller.
Okay, okay. So yeah, I'm hoping to read that one on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And Rivalry of Hearts.
Oh, yes.
So those two will have good coming up. Potentially.
Oh,
potentially. Who knows?
It's a long plane ride. You can knock out a lot of books.
I know, but hear me out. If you're trying to read a not good book, it gives you a massive headache. So I can't imagine trying to read it on the plane and then having so much more time to go. And then having a massive, and you know, not being able to sleep and then like landing and having to get to the hotel with just a massive headache.
I'll do it.
Because I just remember when I was trying to read that one fiction book on my plane to Tennessee.
Yeah.
And I was like, and that's like a much shorter flight.
Yeah.
So that one was rough because I got like a massive headache and I wasn't in the mood for anything. But the flight coming back,
yeah, there was a good one.
Was good. Genuinely, a good book just makes life worth living.
And yeah, actually, though, that you can't say that enough. Like, that is so true.
Yeah, I was like, that is what we get our enjoyment out of.
Yeah, if you're ever sad, it's like you just gotta try to channel that feeling and remember, like, that high when you hit such a good book.
I know.
Like you said, life is worth living.
If I could bottle the emotion,
yeah.
Oh my God, I would have that all day long.
Me too. You know? I'd be addicted.
Like having a bad day. On your gravestone, all right, she's probably enjoying a good book up in heaven.
5-star read.
Yes. But yeah, I do have the added pressure of I feel like I have to read books that your mom will like.
My mom's just like waiting. You're like the filter, you know? You have to push books through the filter and the good ones that pop out.
Yeah, but it's like if you're not reading the appropriate book, you know?
I know.
Yeah. That's what makes
that's
it hard.
Tough.
They're rare to find a really good one.
No, but you're already on this pedestal.
Oh no, I'll quickly fall off. But that's fine.
I'm down there. I've lost all credibility.
Which is a surprise because we read the same books. So
that's true. We do read the same books. But remember the Venn diagram? It's been getting different.
I know.
So it works out in favor of my mom, at least.
I'm like, Amy, I feel that your rating skill has gotten very more critical. Yeah. At the beginning, it was all fun and games. You were chilling.
I know, actually, though.
Yeah, now yeah. She's really tightening down. Well, A-stars only.
After I read How to End a Love Story, I was thinking about you because I remember when we spoke about our favorite romance books, I was telling you how I like a book that has that like emotional aspect with the romance. But after reading that, I'm like, dang, this is like so heavy. Why do I even like emo? They should be all happy. Why am I reading this? So, you know.
That's why you have to read.
This could be a turning point.
Just for the summer. That one fits your niche so well now that I think about it.
Well, no, I'm scared.
Don't be scared. You're going to love it.
I was just sad. Will it be bad? Like, bad sad?
No.
Good sad.
Good sad. No. Good sad. Now that you mention it, I think you're going to love it. I think you'll love it.
Okay.
And then
should I bump it
case,
up? Bump it up on the reading?
Well, you should have your mom read it. It's she agrees it? With me. Not based off the fact that I didn't really like it.
Oh, then she's not going to read it. She said, I'm not going to waste my time.
But I want to know if she likes it.
Nope. She likes your books. This spells love. What was the other one?
In that case, do you think she'll like Don't Hex and Drive?
I think she likes, you like Tessa Bailey, right?
I do like Tessa Bailey.
Yeah, I told her. Wait, have you read Fix Her Up?
Oh, yeah.
Did you like it?
It was okay. Did she really like that one?
She's currently reading it.
Oh, okay.
And so she was like, it's better than Book Lovers.
Wait, did you have her read Fangirl Down?
No, I haven't. Should I send that one her way?
Well, yeah.
I'll have her distract her with that one until you come back.
But she can't read it right after reading Tessa Bailey. She can't That's read true. Two in a row.
You're right.
What were we talking about before?
My favorite song is Ariana Grande's new deluxe album song, Twilight Zone.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Did you listen to the whole album?
Mm-hmm. At first, I didn't like it. But, of course, I needed to listen to it about 100 more times. And then now I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, I like the songs now.
Oh, I heard it's good. What's the vibe?
You can listen to it on your trip.
I will.
The vibe is like, we can't be friends.
That's a good vibe.
Yeah.
I can't remember if I did this, but mine is going to be Bad Guy.
Does that I don't think it, no.
Okay. By Grace Enger. That's a good one.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
All right. Thanks for